Welcome to the Main Street Minute with equestrian marketing expert India Wilkinson. This is the destination for all things equestrian, from horse sales, breeding, horse health, and a look into the intricacies of the horse business world. Join India as she dives in with industry leaders to discuss the challenging and rewarding lifestyle of being in the equestrian world. And get ready for the Main Street Minute.
Hi there, this is India Wilkinson with Main Street Minute Podcast. And today I am super excited to have Marissa Schaefer with EquiPro Connect, which is an online platform. And I am so excited about this, Marissa, because I saw you on Facebook. So I love to talk about the power of social media. It's so important in what we're doing. But I want to just dive right in and have you share a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you started EquiPro Connect and what you do.
Okay. I can't wait to dive in. And thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here. My big goal this year is to do more outreach every month. And so it was just crazy how I literally like just set that intention to my husband. And then you messaged me that day. And I was just like, wow, like the power of social media, the power of setting intention. Yeah. I'm Marissa Schaefer. I am the founder and creator of EquiPro Connect. And we are a platform for horse professionals to run their business from. So we have an app on Android and iOS. And then we also have like the web, the desktop version. And our software is tailored to like hands-on mobile practitioners. So think body workers, massage therapists, chiropractors, rehab therapists, physiotherapists. We have a few saddle fitters, a few farriers, especially like the barefoot trimmers who will really focus on the whole body approach to the horse. We have some nutritionists out there. So we have just a diverse group of people who uses our software and we help them run their businesses. So it's like you have the business admin, a little bit of CRM, and then session reporting.
Okay. So let's go into that a little bit more detail because I know what CRM is, but just explain that for our listeners. If I am a body worker and I mean, I know that when I work with my chiropractor, PMF, it's all through text. I don't know how they schedule everything. Everything's done through text. I can imagine that's pretty antiquated. But how would, if I'm a body worker, why would I use your platform? How does that work?
Yeah. So as far as scheduling goes, we have the calendar. So you can either, your clients can create a free owner portal. And then from there, they can request appointments with you. You move them to your calendar and then it sends the clients automated reminders for the appointments, automated confirmations where they actually can like click and confirm the appointment and put a check mark on your calendar in the box. And you can see like, so-and-so confirmed their appointment today. So it helps with the scheduling in that regard. It sends forms to people. So whenever it sends like we have a new client form, a new horse form. It sends that, the client fills it out, they fill out their horse information, they submit it, it creates the whole client and horse profile, kind of like the same thing as like a folder. Like if you do your stuff on your computer, like a folder, like it creates a folder for your client where it's going to store all of their information. We have session reports, which are like my favorite part of the whole software. It's why we made it. And the session reports are like they're incredible. They're in depth and they're robust and they're very professional. And then they auto send to the client. So you as a client, like you automatically, once they finish it, you get an email with a session report that you can review and you can see what was going on with your horse, what they did to your horse. It lights up the area of the horse where your horse may have been struggling. And it just gives you such a nice visual to see what's going on with your horse. And my favorite thing is like, you can see the chains of tension or whatever issue is going on. And it gives the clients like an actual visual. And then we also handle like the invoicing side. So you can send invoices, the clients can pay invoices in their owner portal, and you can send your receipts and then track all your barns and group your clients by the barns and stuff like that.
That is so cool. And I love the reminder because that's like my life is reminders from my doctors and dentists and, you know, like appointments. And I love that because that is something that is definitely new in the equestrian world to have that automated. And I love that. That's just makes things so simple. So I want to kind of go back to, because you obviously created this. Mm-hmm. You thought you had this idea. You're like, we need to do this. And I know that from my own background with the reason I created Main Street Market is because I was struggling so much when I was horse shopping. And everything was so antiquated, you know, messaging people through Facebook and then, oh, that horse was sold. And it just, you know, it's, we still use that, but creating Main Street has streamlined that so much. And I literally was on a buying trip and I was so disappointed. I was in Ocala and I was like, I have money. I need this horse. I've been looking for years. And if there was an app like, you know, like they have for real estate, I would be able to click on a map, see the horses here, message people directly. And literally on that drive home, I'm like, I'm creating this. And so what was the defining moment for you? Like, I've gathered that you work with horses as a body worker. Are you, is that mm-hmm. what you do? Okay. So what was the defining moment where you're like, I have to solve this problem?
Yeah. So my story is so similar to yours. And yeah, I am a body worker. I became certified in equine massage in 2016. So it'll be 10 years next month. And let's see, my oldest son was 2 and I had just had a baby and he was 3 months old. And I was in my postpartum, like I call it the fog, and I was having clients and I'm running my business on 3 apps and paper. And I come home and I'm trying to do everything and you have the baby and you have the toddler and I'm just like having a meltdown. And I had been searching for something for years at this point and I'm piecing together things and I was just complaining about it. And my husband was like, you just need to do something. Like you need to make it yourself. And I was like, oh my gosh, I sure do. And so the next morning I'm up at 4 a.m. and I'm researching how to create an app and I'm sketching on paper, like what I want in this app. And that was how it came to be. And I'm like, I knew everything that I wanted in an app. There still is so much more that I of course want to add. And that's just kind of how we got started. So there was a problem. I didn't find a solution. And so I set off to make the solution myself being,
I love that. I love that so much. I've got this picture of me, it was 2019 when I came up with this idea and I laid everything out on our ping pong table. Like I was drawing it out, you know, how I wanted it to look. And I think what's super important for our listeners to know, because I love to hear the stories behind the brands. And we talk about this on the podcast with different people in their businesses. Like I love to listen to how I built this with Guy Raz. I love Shark Tank. You know, I just, mm-hmm. it's fascinating to me, the people that, because something that I heard Sarah Blakely, who invented Spanx, she had the statistics that like 98% of people have a $1 million idea. Like everybody has this idea, but only like 10% actually act on it. It, because it's hard, you know, like developing software is hard. I am not a tech person. I'm a marketing person. I've been in marketing for decades and that's my passion. That's what I love. And you are a body worker. We are not tech people, but I always want people to understand. And I mentor a lot of different people too, that have ideas and helping them to kind of guide them through this process. You do not have to know, you do not have to be tech savvy or to have anything to do with development. You can hire those people. And I think that's, it's important for people that have those ideas like you and I have, and just, you just have to take the plunge, right? I mean, you just had to decide. Yeah.
I think like the most important skill is the skill of problem solving. Like it's really just like, what do I need? How can I make it happen? And figuring things out. Like I always prided myself in being like almost like anti-tech. Like I literally could care less if I have the newest phone. I started this business with a crappy, like 3-time hand-me-down laptop that had like a crack in it. And I ended up leaving it on my car and driving it away and it like fell on the road. I got a new laptop. And even so I got like a super cheap laptop. And so I was not techie. I knew nothing about computers. I went into this whole world of tech, not knowing any of the terms. And then,
yes,
you know, you talk to developers and Google the terms like while we're talking,
yes,
and just piecing it together and figuring it out. But it's really just the skill of figuring it out, I feel like, is just really important. And that's, it's like that in any business. As long as you know that you can figure it out and see it through, like you can start to make it happen.
Yes, I love that. And it's funny you said that about talking to the developer. My husband's my business partner, as I shared with you. And we would get on these calls with the developer and I would just sit in my, I'd just hold my head because it literally made my brain hurt. And, and so I got to the point where I would just tell him all the things, here's what I wanted to do. Then he would talk to the developer because it was just, you know, like you said, it's a whole different language and it's so specific and it's so detailed. And something that I learned that you probably learned too, the more simple an app or any kind of tech platform is for the user, the more complicated it is on the backside. And I think that's what people don't understand, you know, and I'd love to get ideas. I'm sure you do too. I love to get ideas from our users, but sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, like that is so technically challenging to be able to create whatever that idea was. And I think people don't really realize that, like, you know, when something is very simple to use, it's actually very, very complicated on the back end.
And like a big piece of our software is the customization, because everybody runs their business a little bit different way. Everybody's trained in modalities a little bit different way. So we had to bring in this really high level of customization into the app, which I'm sure, as you know, once you start doing customization and settings, now you're going down a whole rabbit hole and it makes it so much more in depth and challenging. And from the front end, it seems simple. You just type your little customization in the text box and everything's happy. And they have like no idea what's going on like behind the scenes with it. So
that's so true. And also what I know we're going down this tech path, but it's,
I know,
I love being able to talk to you about this because it's like you actually you know, you really understand the intricacies of all of this. But what I didn't know, and I mean, there should be a whole book. It should be like what to expect when you're expecting. You should be able to have a book like, you know, really how to, you know, what to expect as you go down the line. But you really are developing four platforms because there's one for Apple. There's one, you know, like it's the desktop, you know, the mobile app.
Apple, Android, desktop, backend.
Mobile web. Yeah.
And then for us, it's also owner portal.
Owner portal. Like, yes. You have a whole nother level to that. So it's, and we jumped in without asking questions and we did learn by fire, you know, and
I think you have to have like a level of like naive optimism to start things because if you knew everything, you wouldn't start. And so like, you'll get a kick out of this. Like we thought we could build this whole platform for like $3,000 and we thought that was going to be expensive. I was like, there is no way we're going to spend more than $2,000, like three max. And that, I mean, what a joke.
Yeah. $50,000 later, you're like,
yeah, times that by a couple more.
I think that's something that people in the beginning, because I do have people that, and I love to share, you know, the good and the, I won't say bad, because everything was a learning experience. It just was a challenge. And we went after the apps and the website at the same time. And I would definitely have done that differently. I would have started with our website and added the apps later after we got through all that.
Yeah. We should write a book together because I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Let's write a book.
Okay. That's our next endeavor.
Okay. I love that. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about how, as you started, because I know what it's like to press that launch button, you know, and then just to get that started and you get your first client, you know, your first user, what are some of the challenges that as you were going down this path, what are some of the challenges that you faced in the beginning?
Okay. So one was the time from concept of idea to bringing it to market. I definitely underestimated how long it takes and how much work it was, and doing that with a newborn. I don't regret it, but I'm like, oof, that was a lot. So I totally had a mental breakdown down the line. So, you know, I spent 4 months creating the wireframes, just sketching it, figuring out how I want it mapped, 4 months trying to get like, well, 4 months putting together financial projections, the business plan to have everything ready for funding, then getting rejected for funding. So then that was like another 2 months. Then it was 8 months was the estimate for development. And then it took 13 months. Then I didn't realize once you launch it, everything breaks. So then it's like, yeah. So then it's going back. So I would say like, having such like high optimistic expectations, and it's like hard because if you're not optimistic, you want to quit. So you have to maintain this level of optimism, but sometimes it, for me personally, it can make things a little challenging whenever I'm like, everything's going to go great. It's going to just be perfect. And then it doesn't. And then I'm like, ah, so that's a revolving theme for me.
Yeah. And but, you know, I'm glad, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm glad you brought that up because it's, you also have to keep that shiny appearance. Like everything's going great. Everything's great because you want to build confidence in people that they're going to take a chance on you, you know? And I think, again, that's just resilience, and you can, you know, that's just part of life and in any business. But especially when you're building something that you are going to depend on people to trust you or to trust your platform, because you've got to have that first customer, you know?
Yes.
And I think like the underestimating the time, I was the same way. We started in 2019 and we didn't launch until 2021. And I was like, why does it take so long? Why can't they just write the code, you know? But literally for you and for us, we were literally creating new code, you know? It's all like creating software is a whole, it's just a whole different ballgame, you know? So it's interesting. Yeah. You had a big challenge with that.
Yeah, it was a big challenge. And then like, of course, like, you know, the challenges that any business faces with like finances, my husband and I were 25 at the time, 5 years ago. So, I mean, like we were like, you know, balling on a budget, like we put every dollar we had to this. So finances, which is a big one for businesses, and then just the challenges that come up along the way and finding the resilience to like keep going. So like, you know, what I shared on social media, which is what inspired you to reach out, like we had fraud happen on the platform. It wasn't anything that affected our users. It affected us directly as the business because we're responsible for the accounts. And then, you know, having to manage this fraud and pay it off and all of like the time suck and the headache and just the whole mental drain that came with it. And I think for me, like trying to run this business right now is like pretty much like I'm like a solo deal besides the development team. I would say is the biggest challenge that we're facing. And so right now, just setting the business up to start bringing other people on and growing the team and to basically help us scale.
Well, I have an idea for you, and I did a whole episode on interns. I have two amazing interns that are, they're marketing interns. They have helped me so much, but they've given me such fresh eyes, and it might be something you want to, you know, as you need, because I'm saying it's like they call it solopreneur or something like that, you know, and I always say we, and I'm like, well, it's really me. But you know, as you grow, anyway, these girls are, they've been phenomenal, and they're horse girls, and they get college credit. One goes to Virginia Tech and the other goes to University of Florida. But anyway, we'll talk about that on a side note as we're writing our book.
I know. I'm like, where can I find a young, fresh person who likes horses and is interested in business? My brother-in-law said something on Halloween and it just really stuck with me. He was like, you always need a 10-year-old in your life because they just expand your mind so much. Yes. And it really is true. Like surrounding yourself with like people who think different can bring new light, new perspective to what you're doing, and having people to talk to and support you and help you get through the hard times, really. So,
yes. Okay. So let's like fast forward to you put it out there, you say, you know, this is what we're doing, EquiPro Connect, which I love the name. It says exactly what you do. I love that. You're connecting people. How did you get that first client? Like, how did you?
It was oddly so easy. There was only one other platform at the time, and so many people were not like thrilled with it. And so we put out like we were doing like a beta program, and we immediately got quite a few people on board. So launching it was great. And again, I thought it was going to be that super explosive, like exponential growth. Yes. And it kind of like, you have like your like, it's what's the term, like your low hanging fruit. So we tapped into all that like really nice low hanging fruit, which was great to like help get us up and going. I don't know if I properly answered your question though, now that
no, you definitely did. You're like me. I'm like, what was the question? Yeah, definitely. Well, it just, and I think that that's, it's such validation that you clearly answered the question that needed to be answered. Like you were solving this problem and we put it out there, and you've probably found, cause that's what I found. Like people are like, yes, I have this problem. Thank you for helping me. All right. So tell me what has been the most rewarding part of building EquiPro and helping people with their businesses?
100%. Just when the vision is fulfilled, when people reach out and they're like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. I love this. Someone said they got their Sundays with their kids back because they used to spend the Sundays sending their text and filling out like all of their paperwork. And like, I mean, like as a mom, like, oh my gosh, to like get a whole day, like with your kids back, like that kind of stuff. Like the vision from the start was helping people have more time and more freedom in their business so they can do what they love, whatever that looks like for you on the side. Cause actually something I'm really surprised about, not all of these horse professionals even have horses. So what they do on the side might not be spending time with their horses. It might be spending time with their family. Some people like camping. And so like basically unburdening people from like all of the, like the admin headache. So that really for me is like customer satisfaction gives me like a high that like no drug in this world can give.
Yeah. So. I love that you said that because that is, it is hard to explain when you get, especially when it's unsolicited, when someone reaches out to you out of the blue and says, here's how you helped me. We had, I had this seller message me that the horse was sold through Main Street. And she said, you know, this was such a blessing. We're using this money for IVF. Aww. And I was like, I know, it still just gives me chills. And I just was like, thank you for sharing that with me. Like knowing that we really are helping people, you know, it's not just the transaction, but truly able to help is so rewarding. It's like you said, it's like the most amazing feeling to know that we had a small part in affecting someone's life, you know?
It's yeah. It's cool. Like the ripple effect of like the impact that's made, because it's like, it's more than just, you know, a platform to sell horses on. It's more than just a platform to create session reports on. It's like giving people money to do bless them in ways like helping people sell horses quicker or giving people time with their family. You know, it's so much bigger than what we can originally even think of.
Yeah. Well, and I think, yeah, like you said, I mean, just for you streamlining that process and bringing peace of mind is, that's what we all want, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we just want peace in our lives. We want to be able to do our jobs and we want to be able to do that effectively. And you're helping people so much with just all the different, all the different aspects. I can't even imagine keeping up with all of those appointments and I'm supposed to be here and I'm not on time and I've got to text this person. And, you know, having a platform where you can streamline all that is pretty cool. That's got to be very rewarding for you to see that happening in play.
It is. And then there's always the flip side where I have all of these ideas. And so it's like, it's easy to get hung up on like what you want to do and forget to like kind of celebrate the little things along the way. So that's something I really have to bring myself back to. Like I try to, in the mornings when I sit and drink my coffee, like I try to write down all the little wins and stuff. Cause I'm someone who can get so focused just on the goals and everything that I have to just bring myself to like enjoying the journey.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. All right. So let's talk about this part. What is your best advice for someone who has an idea and they want to create a service or a product or an app or a platform. What's your best advice if somebody has this idea? How do they cross over?
My best advice is that you really have to have a strong vision starting out, and it has to be beyond money. Like, money's great. We all start a business to make money. We all want a better financially free life. That's no problem. But like, you really have to have like a stronger why than money, because when things get hard, you have to have that to like turn back to and connect to, and basically just tap into. And then my other big piece of advice is to like really study business. And I feel like business development is like self-development. And so always be like feeding your mind with either business education or self-development. And then having a good source to tap into. Again, like when things get hard, I really try to feed my mind with like positive and uplifting stuff, or just really actionable, you know, when I can't even go into that space. Because this past season in our business has shown me that like sometimes when you're trying to create a business like bigger than yourself, this business model is so different than just massaging horses and having one-on-one clients. And like when you're trying to create a business bigger than yourself, there's going to be really challenging periods. And so you got to have that vision to connect to and some sort of mind feeding source to go to keep you going on the journey.
I love that. And for me, that's prayer. I mean, I know that God put this idea on my heart, and I know that God has blessed our business so that we can bless others. And I love that you said that, because you really do have to find a way to be rooted. And as you have seen, I mean, like we have had, you know, we were talking about fraud, and we have had people try to, you know, come at us with Main Street. And part of that is because you are out there. You are bigger than just yourself. So people are going, you know, people do find you. And honestly, we didn't talk about this before, but people can be very unkind. And, you know, and I've had people really online say, you know, this doesn't work or this doesn't work. And I'm like, well, it's actually your internet, you know, because it does work. And, you know, and sometimes I'll have someone that says, oh, this video won't open, and I'll screen record it and I'll show them that it does work. And I would much rather someone message me and say, hey, I wasn't able to get the video to work. Could you help me? I am always here to help. Always. I'm always ready to help. But it's funny that people will just, they just come at you, you know, if they get frustrated.
Yeah, 100%. And like it, yeah, I experience a lot of that too. And it's like, it's hard, you know, it's hard to get through. Cause it's like, I did all of this cause I literally just want to help you. Like, that's all I want to do is help you.
Right.
And especially like with the fraud, and we didn't have resources to like keep up with the bugs the way that we were. And bugs started stacking and things did get challenging, and we're starting to unravel all of that and get back into it. And we have a ton of really fun things lined up for 2026 that I'm excited to do, but it is so challenging, like dealing with customer complaints.
Yeah. So. And it's like, you know, I always try to believe, I say to my husband all the time, like, you can't predict human behavior. And we have all of these ideas that we want, you know, like from the beginning. And sometimes like, I think everything makes sense, but I literally wrote every single word that's on the website and the app, every single word. So to me, it makes sense. And I do feel like if someone is challenged and they don't understand it, I'm like, we have to rewrite that. We have to make it so simple that everybody understands it. And we're always happy to do that. That part to me has become the fun part. Like, I like to hear from people when it's kind. And I'll just say that to like to listeners, because now it has changed me in the last 5 years. When I have an issue with a business, when I have an issue with maybe connectivity, maybe I'm not able to, something shuts down, you know, it has changed me where I know there's a person behind that business. And I am not that I was, I mean, I'm just a pretty kind person anyway, but maybe I would have got a little more irritated now I'm like, oh, I know what they're going through. And I'll just, hey, if you could help me, it'd be great. You know,
anytime like an app crashes or something, I'm like, oh man, that poor person is probably at home having a meltdown. They're, oh, and it always happens when you're on vacation.
I know.
I mean, it's like, it has changed me too. And like, one of my big, big goals with this business is to like prove, I don't know if it's to other people or to myself, but something you always hear is like, you can't grow a big business without like, at least I've heard this, like at some point you like kind of lose your integrity and you like give up on your values or something like that. And I'm like, I want to grow a big business and maintain my integrity, maintain my values, like put people first when we bring people on, be able to pay them well, like, you know, so that's like such a big goal for me too. So,
yeah, I love that. I mean, it's not, you and I clearly have a lot in common. And I think just we've really, you know, you care about people. And that's the, that is the driving force of creating this platform, you know, and I'm so excited to watch you grow. And
I've been watching Main Street Market grow. Your guys' Facebook has just like, whoop, like exploded. I started following you when you only had maybe like 1,000 people on there. And I was like, oh my gosh, how can I get her social media person?
Yeah, it's me. So I'm the social media person. But it's so funny you said that because I had, I love Facebook memories. And it's funny you said the 1,000 because something just popped up and it was 2023. And it was like, we're so, and I was genuinely so excited that we hit 1,000. And then 2 years later, we're at 17,000, which is you. I mean, it's huge. And I'm so grateful to everybody that has supported that because we did that without advertising. And that's been very important to me. It's different for every business, but for me to have authentically equestrian focused users, viewers, whatever, that's been very important to me because I know that ads can definitely boost the followers, but that doesn't translate for my advertisers to actually be able to sell those horses. So thank you. That's really kind of you.
I see that with advertising too. Like we've tried a few times and it just brings in a whole different market that isn't exactly ideal. And so to be able to grow your social media that much organically is just like amazing. And you guys, like, I feel like all the horses on your platform, like they're like good looking horses. Like I feel like you guys just have a tendency to attract like a kind of like a higher level of seller and buyer.
So. Well, it's, you know, not that we're going to talk about Main Street because you're very sweet.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's good. But I, when you went to go back to your integrity, we have horses, all ranges. I mean, we have $5,000 horses. And like I told you, we have, you know, multiple six figure horses. We have all disciplines, all breeds, but the integrity comes in that I do say sometimes to people, I'm like, this is, we're not a good fit for you. We're not a good fit for your horse. I really genuinely want to be able to help people. And I always make sure that I explain, we do everything we can to get the horses out in front of new eyes, because that's kind of the big thing in the horse world is that there is network fatigue. You know, you keep selling the horses to the same network, eventually you're going to run out of people. So we can help expand that. But I have told people in the past, you know, we're not a good fit. I'm not out there trying to just, you know, make money from their subscription. I want to genuinely help them. So I don't want them just sitting on the platform for a year and not getting any traction. So that's where I've been, like you said, integrity is so important to me. And I want to be able to grow this business authentically, like you're saying, you know, and never, ever caving, you know, on that. So, all right. So I didn't talk to you about this before, but tell me about the business model. Do users like the bodywork, farrier, whoever uses your platform, do they pay you a subscription? How does that work?
Yeah, so we are subscription based. It is $49.99 a month. It's all unlimited. Everything's included. We don't have tiers. Just keeping it a little more simple right now. We do have a student discount program. So if you are either a student or have been certified within the past 3 months, then you can qualify for 50% off of 4 months of the software. And then there's no contracts. You can cancel at any time. It's basically just pay as you go.
That's funny that you said that because you built it the way you want to use it. And I did the same thing. Like, we have no contracts. Like, yes. I don't like contracts. Like,
yeah.
So you clearly did the same thing because I want people to be like, to come and go as they please and not have to worry about it.
Like, we didn't even like put in an annual plan because I get so frustrated when you have to like, you want the annual plan price, but then you got to pay more. We're talking about implementing it because I am wanting a way to make it a little bit like have people have different options. But anyway, that's all stuff in the pipeline for 2026. So,
yeah. All right. So obviously we want everyone to follow you on social media. So tell us where your social media is and tell us, you know, how can people get in touch with you? I'm sure you are like me, like anyone can contact you anytime to ask questions if they're a good fit for something like this. So why don't you share that with us?
Yeah. So I have a Facebook and an Instagram. It's EquiPro Connect, EquiPro Connect. And then you can reach out anytime to basically me, customer support, and it's support@equiproconnect.com, or you can find us on our website, equiproconnect.com. So yeah,
that's
and I'm
awesome.
Always open for questions, demo walkthroughs. I like love meeting with people and walking them through the software and answering any questions. And on our Instagram and Facebook, we also have like a ton of free resources for horse professionals. So I have like free anatomical graphics. So you can get like skeletal and muscular graphics. And then as well as like multiple guides on there to help people with their business just for free.
That's awesome. I love that. That sounds like a great resource. Well, thank you. Thank you for being with us today. I loved it. And I want to help you get the word out for sure, because it's not something that I personally need, but I can think of 5 people right off the bat that I work with that I would definitely going to share this with that, you know, here locally in the bar, you know, just like, I can see that it's going to save people so much time and energy and just really help them streamline their businesses. So, thank you for being on today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here, and it's always fun just to talk to somebody else who understands the business model.
So. I know, right? I know. We're gonna have to like save that, put that maybe on manifest for 2027, you know, for our book. All right. Well, thank you all for being here today on the Main Street Minute, and we will see you next time.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Email support@mainstreetmarket.com. Please share and join us again next week for another episode of the Main Street Minute, right here on the Equus Radio Network.